Welcome. This is Liz Wendling. You are listening to this week's podcast on objections. As a business consultant, sales expert, and emotional intelligence coach, I believe that everyone who has a business is also the sales and marketing person for that business. You have to market your services and sell yourself and expertise. There's no way around that. So I show professionals how to create business development strategies that result in new clients and new business consistently. I show them where to start and how to put it all together in a customized plan and process that fits their personality, their business, and their style. I don't believe in quick fixes or just putting a big band-aid on big problems. I believe in fixing what is broken and creating long-term strategies that lead to lasting results. So let's get into everyone's favorite topic, and that's objections. When you hear objections, I want you to understand what they mean. So from here on out, learn to treat an objection as if your potential client is saying, I'm not sold on the details and the information you've presented so far. Could you please give me more information so that I can make a confident and educated decision? That's it. Someone most likely just needs a little more information so they can confidently say yes. That's one side. Then there's some small occurrences where objections are smoke screens, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So most buyer objections that you'll hear are, there are typical ones. Everyone hears the same ones. It's too expensive. It won't work for me. It looks and sounds complicated. I don't know if I'll have time for this. This is going to be too hard to accomplish. I can always do this later. Now's not the right time. Need to check with my spouse, and a number of them, but every industry, every niche has some common objections, and you probably already know what they are. There's probably a top five in every industry. So when a potential customer gives you any kind of objection, most of the time they're telling you that they're interested, but there's something standing in the way of saying yes. Objections can arise from the buyer wanting, let's say, their doubts clarified or need a little more information or some reassurance on some of the certain points that you've talked about. People don't ask deeper questions and have objections unless they're seriously considering you and your offer. So I want you to view the objection as a request for more information or a prospect's concern or a little bit of fear. These objections may be satisfied with just answering a few questions and going a little bit deeper into that objection, but they must be satisfied in order for you to have a successful outcome, which is closed business. In other words, instead of fearing objections, I want you to embrace them. Every objection provides you the new opportunity to share the right information with a prospect and to move them to the next stage of their sales process. So when a customer voices a concern, otherwise known as an objection, don't interrupt them and try to jump in and try to overcome it. Because I know old school sales training taught you to overcome objections. Well, guess what? Nobody wants to be overcome anymore. In fact, they want the complete opposite. So the more they talk, the more comfortable they will feel with you, and the more you can learn about the questions and concerns that they have. So make it a point to never jump in and try to overcome an objection immediately with an immediate answer, and ask them deeper questions. You want to find out what's behind the objections, because let's face it, buying can be a scary step. People will always have some legitimate hesitations and concerns. And they're always, they want to know that you're there to help them with the best interest, what's in their best interest. So it's an important part of your job isn't to overcome the objection, is your job is to be strong, clear, and focused so that you can get what's the real reason why they're saying that. For example, let's say someone says, oh gosh, that's just so expensive. I wasn't planning on spending that much. And you launch into, what are you comparing that to? That sounds like an objection that you were taught in sales training school, and because everyone else is using that. So it actually aggravates someone when you do that versus understanding what that means for them. Launching into a snappy one-liner in an objection actually turns people off. Again, you got to get inside that objection and ask deeper questions. Clearly, if they're using the money excuse, I would say that that's because they didn't see enough value. They didn't see the value in what you are offering them. And I promise you this, unless a client sees your value, you will always be too expensive. Unless they can see your value, you will always be too expensive for them. So remember that. It's your job to show value. And that's another whole podcast coming up. So whether the objection you hear is just a knee-jerk reaction or genuine expression of concern, a smokescreen, a decoy, or a ploy, it's up to you to find out what that means. And if you can't find out, you can't move forward. It just means there's a big boulder in the way and it needs to be moved out so you can proceed. You can't work around it, you can't ignore it, and you can't pretend it's not there. This is a barrier between you and them, and together you need to push it out of the way. Not by overcoming it, by handling it. So don't let hearing objections get you frustrated and defensive. Just be aware and recognize a tendency to feel defensive and replace it with empathy and curiosity. I've worked with so many people who try to avoid, deflect, or sidestep objections altogether. And other people hear objections, step on the gas and sell harder and push more. And some even become confrontational and hostile when confronted with an objection or what they perceive as an objection. So understanding that you have got to be able to handle objections and navigate around them, not step on the gas and lean forward. Because when you do, you send your customer packing. That's not the way that they want to be treated. So think of the objection as just hitting the pause button. People will pull out objections because they aren't sure what you may do or say to them. They're afraid to show their vulnerability. In the past, somebody got a hold of them and tried to overcome their objections. They're afraid to show interest because they're afraid of what you'll do to them and try to hard sell them. So they use objections in a way to stall, to buy a little time, because they assume that you're going to go in for the kill as soon as they become honest. And let's face it, if you've ever done that, you actually wind up pushing people away. And I know I have listened to webcasts and other people and read books on the topic of objections, and everybody teaches you a few one-liners or a snappy comeback or a couple of slick statements to use whenever somebody objects. Well, I got news for you. People are smart these days, and they know that you've got that answer loaded in the chamber, ready to shoot one off as soon as it comes out of their mouth. That no longer works. So what ends up happening is they play their cards close to their chest. And they have good reason to think and act that way, because traditional sales training teaches that. They teach you to go for the closed mindset, to have that always be closing mindset and striking people at their weakest moments. But that doesn't work anymore. People are way smarter and they're sick and tired of these 30, 40, and 50-year-old techniques. It's time to change. It's time to modernize how you handle and navigate around objections. Because when you do that to someone, it only creates more tension, more resistance, and more fear in the client. It doesn't make them trust you more. So you have to be a little more gentle rather than pushy, a little more tender instead of salesy. So it's time for you to take a look at how you are handling objections when they show up. If you pressure them, they will stop trusting you. So you have to be able to distinguish between a genuine concern and some resistance or an actual objection because you're pushing them away. And you need to be a little more relaxed when they do show up. If you're present, relaxed, and at ease, you'll find yourself less focused on remembering the right thing to say in the right moment, or if they say this, you need to say that. If you're just in the moment and relaxed and comfortable with your prospect, I guarantee you it'll just turn into a conversation. You shouldn't fear an objection and feel like you have to be able to have something in your mindset to be able to overcome that in that moment. When you do, it causes that disconnect for that client versus just continuing the conversation. So the objection phase is a process. It is a process, not a well-rehearsed script that you memorize every time you hear this objection pop up. In fact, when I'm working with someone, we don't spend a lot of time talking about how to handle objections and dealing with a bunch of one-liners. What I do is I ask them to handle objections in a different way. I say to them, the bigger issue is, what are you doing that's causing the objection to come up? What are you doing or not doing that's causing the objection to surface at the first place? What are you saying or how are you being that's causing that objection? Many people don't want to take a look at that because it means they've got to go in and change their process. They don't bother to focus on why they're hearing objections. They would prefer to have a snappy comeback and overcome them. So I teach them to stop doing what is causing the objection in the first place and find a better way. Objections are a defense mechanism that people use to protect themselves from people who they perceive as focusing solely on making the sale. And because it's that stereotypical salesperson and it's so widespread that if you keep feeding into that, you will just keep pushing clients away. So first address why. Think to yourself, why would that objection of money keep coming up? Why would somebody keep saying, I need to think about it? You're causing them to do that because of something you missed in the conversation. A conversation about timeline, a conversation about investment level and budget. That's what is typically missing. So some people get so weighted down in the tricks and the techniques and having the right comeback to every objection that they don't use their natural skills for expressing empathy, asking questions, listening, and staying in the moment. That's not a technique or a trick. Being in the moment and listening to someone is not a technique. Listening is because you're there with someone. You're belly to belly with someone, not thinking about how I can get around their objection. You have to deal with objections. We all do. That's reality. But the good news is objections tell you exactly where to take the conversation next. So let's say they want a discount. You clearly have to revisit value and you didn't give enough value in the beginning of your conversation. Not just give them a discount. If they need to think about it, revisit the benefits and the timeline, not just leave them to think about it. So you must look at your conversation as a whole. What are you causing to create that objection? And how can you handle it so it doesn't even come up? This is magical. When you can do this in your conversations, it's magical when barely any objections surface. It's actually quite lovely and wonderful for your bottom line. So that's your takeaway, is to not overcome an objection. You want to handle it, navigate it, dance around with it, not overcome it. So I want to invite you, if you're at the point where you're having trouble with this and you can't understand this, or you're not quite sure what your next move should be and you need a little nudge or a slight push, please pick up the phone and give me a call. Send me an email and let me know what's happening. And if you want to hop on the phone, we can have a short conversation. And if I can't help you, I know a lot of people that can. So don't just sit around thinking that this will magically go away on its own. I promise you it doesn't. This stuff doesn't disappear on its own. But once you fix it, it's fixed pretty much for good. So I want to thank you for your time. And until the next podcast, have a great day.